Have you heard of the 3 days of darkness? Of course you have. You're probably a devout Catholic who loves watching videos like this, and every devout Catholic loves searching up anxiety-provoking topics such as the end of the world, prophecies about this, and the 3 days of darkness. Well, I have secrets to reveal about the 3 days of darkness. And if you stay in this video, I will share those secrets with you. My friends, let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. Why am I kind of smiling or smirking? Because, okay, you talk to anyone who's in the news or who's in YouTube or any sort of thing like that. And we all know that if we put out good news, Jesus loves you, God is love, this and that, people aren't interested. But if you write books about the devil or about the 3 days of darkness or about other anxiety-provoking things, people just flock to it and they love it. And a part of me, it just smiles because it's so consistent in human nature. It's why the news is always bad news, because it gets your heart racing, it gets you excited, it gets you the adrenaline pumping, and you get hooked. So I'm probably put the crazy title to this video, 3 days of darkness, and it's probably gonna get a million views just because it's on that. Whereas my other videos that are about these beautiful topics, people are like, eh, that's too boring. Well, why am I putting this video? Because someone made a comment. They said, why don't you make a video about the 3 days of darkness? And of course, as I always like to do, I want to take a completely different angle because there's lots of other good videos out there. In fact, I'm going to see if I link one that I really like. It's about 15 minutes long, very informative, puts a lot of quotes from different people. But I think I have something to share and to add to this that other people have not said. They have not said it. I have secrets to share. And you're going to have to wait till minute 10 to hear it. Just kidding. I'm going to share it as soon as I can. Okay. So this is what happened. Let me tell you what happened, because God showed me something. He appeared to me in the cloud and told me and revealed to me something. So I was at my house, my parents' house, and I was just reflecting on a few things, and I saw this book. The Collected Works of St. John of the Cross. St. John of the Cross was a Carmelite who reformed the Carmelites like in the 1600s or so with St. Teresa of Avila. He was in Spain, and then they started the Discalced Carmelites, where they went from the fancy clothes that they had started wearing because they had kind of gotten lax and sort of lukewarm, and they went back to wearing sandals and back to being hardcore, hence Discalced is sort of Spanish for without socks. And that was the symbol of their poverty. And he was a mystic who wrote a lot. I mean, look at this thing. Like, that's a lot. That is a big book. So he wrote a lot. And I had read some of these a long time ago, but it had been a long time. And so I thought, you know, let's take a look at this book and see what it has. And I began reading The Ascent of Mount Carmel. And he began talking about the three nights. He said that that in order to go into union with God, there are three nights that have to happen. And let me see if where I can talk about that, where he sort of summarizes it. But they each have a level of purification. And typically in the spiritual life, they talk about the purgative stage, which is from sins and defects, the illuminative stage, which is even further purification, and then the unitive stage, which is this the final point of union with God. And he refers to these each of these stages as night, as opposed to day, night. Because in each of them, there's a certain darkness, or we experience it as darkness, because it is so difficult. And as we get closer to God, each stage is so difficult because we're getting rid of so many things in order to be one with God. And the language that he uses is really interesting. You wouldn't believe me, but I'll let you read it yourself. And it's a difficult book to read. He himself even admits that he writes this not for just anybody, but for those of his community. But there was something that kind of came across. So when he said that there are three nights, and you know, and I was thinking, three nights. Oh my gosh. There's a connection here. The number three is happening a lot. Three nights. The three gifts of the Magi. The three temptations of Christ in the desert. The 3 days that he was lost in the temple and the Virgin Mary and Joseph were looking for him. The 3 days that he was in the tomb. The Holy Trinity. Are you getting it? Are you hearing? And the 3 days of darkness. And I started thinking about that. And then I thought, 3 days of darkness. The 3 days of darkness aren't 3 days. What do you call a dark day? A night. It's not 3 days of darkness, it's three nights. So he goes on to describe these three nights as these three major stages of purification before the final union with God. And I realize something. The 3 days of darkness are not days at all. They are nights. And they are a spiritual thing that God is going to do to the whole world to prepare it for final union with God. Because the world will not have gone through these stages, God's going to have to put us through it in some sort of way. And that's what these 3 days are all about. That God is going to put the whole world in that purgative. That first day is going to be purifying you from all your sins. Can you imagine that first night? I'm going to call them not days of darkness, but nights. That first night, everyone is going to be just regretting all their sins. All the evil, they're going to say, I repent. And they're going to be doing it on an extreme level. That second night, everyone is going to be getting rid of even their defects, weeping and mourning. And having had those gotten rid of, that last night, everyone in the world who is open to God's grace will be beginning the experiencing of that mysterious, possibly terrifying, unitive experience with God. So that when Jesus comes, when he comes after that, we will be ready. And what happens in this, God is going to do in 3 days. And it's going to be wild. Wild. Now, one of the things that he says I thought was really interesting was he says that this is talked about in the book of Tobias. And let me find that. Okay. He says, we can offer three reasons for calling this journey toward union with God a night. The first had to do with the point of departure, because individuals must deprive themselves of their appetites for worldly possessions. This denial and privation is like a night for all of one's senses. Yeah, that first night, everyone, we're not even going to have access to things. We're probably not going to have food or water in our houses. We're going to be deprived of all our senses. It's going to be crazy. The second reason refers to the means or the road along which a person travels to this union. Now this road is faith, and for the intellect, faith is also like a dark night. That second night, we're going to be freaking out. Our intellect is not going to help us at all. Only faith will carry us through that second night. We're going to be starving, we're going to be thirsty, and we're going to be wondering what is going on. The third reason pertains to the point of arrival, namely God. And God is also a dark night to the soul in this life, because God is so bright that we can't see, and hence he's called in the spiritual sense like a knight. These three knights pass through a soul, or better, the soul passes through them in order to reach union with God. They are represented in the book of Tobias. Tobias 6:18-22. I'm connecting it here, where we read that the angel ordered the young Tobias to wait three nights before any union with his bride. Yes, I'm taking a different approach, but this is not in every translation, because I looked it in mine, and that this is not in every translation of Tobias. So let me read to you these two paragraphs that talk about these three nights, because they will help you understand the 3 days of darkness, or as I like to call them, the three nights. This is from 6:16. Then the angel Raphael said to him, "Hear me, and I will show you who they are, over whom the devil can prevail. For they who in such manner receive matrimony as to shut God out from themselves and from their mind, and to give themselves to their lust, as the horse and mule, which have not understanding, over them the devil has power. But you, when you shall take her, go into the chamber, and for 3 days keep yourself continent from her," which means don't have sex with her, "and give yourself to nothing else but to prayers with her. And on that night lay the liver of the fish on the fire, and the devil shall be driven away. But the second night you shall be admitted into the society of the holy patriarchs. And the third night you shall obtain a blessing, that sound children may be born of you. And when the third night is past, you shall take the virgin with the fear of the Lord. Move rather for love of children than for lust, then in the seed of Abraham you may obtain a blessing in children." Later on in chapters 8, verse 4, "Then Tobias exhorted the virgin and said to her, 'Sarah, arise and let us pray to God today and tomorrow and the next day, because for these three nights we are joined to God, and when the third night is over, we will be in our own wedlock.'" Wow! So after the three nights, the marriage happens. Wow! What am I saying? The 3 days of darkness are not days at all. They are nights. Spiritual nights. And when they are past, the wedding will begin. Who? Between church, us, and Jesus. Comes to you straight from St. John of the Cross, Doctor of the Church, from the book of Tobias. There you go. So, what do I recommend you bring to prepare? Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing that you can do to be ready for this wild ride. Oh, but what about this? And I should bring this, and I should go buy these meals and this. No. I want you to hear what he says. Because you're going to say, because everyone else is going to tell you buy this, and I'm going to sell you this, and that's how you're going to be ready. I'm going to tell you what you really need. St. John of the Cross is going to tell you what you need. This treatise explains how to reach divine union quickly. It presents instruction and doctrine valuable for beginners and proficients alike, that they may learn how to unburden themselves of all earthly things and avoid spiritual obstacles and live in that complete nakedness and freedom of spirit necessary for divine union. St. John of the Cross is saying that in order for you to be in union with God, you need nothing, nothing, and nothing. The less you have, the more you will be united to God. So what am I saying that you should bring to those three nights? Your faith. And your knees, because you're going to be using them a lot. And prayer. Everything else that you will bring will be an obstacle. In different, you know, quotes, they say that, like, you know, 60% of the world will die or something. Why? Because they will be carrying so many things. And if you bring a lot of things, you will not make it. Because he says that we need nothing. We need complete emptiness to get ready. Maybe have a blessed candle here or there. Maybe have some holy water. But get rid of everything else. It's a burden to you. It's a burden to you spiritually already. But especially for that time. And everyone else that tells you, you ask them, did a doctor of the church give you that information to go get, like, these meal prep things, whatever, or a bunker, or some silly thing like that? Nope. St. John of the Cross says, complete nakedness and emptiness of spirit. You know I'm right. Why? Because you're shaking right now and you're thinking, oh my gosh, the fact that you're afraid and you're kind of being challenged means that I'm telling you the truth. My friends, for these 3 days of darkness, nothing can get you ready. So you might as well bring nothing except your faith, your knees, and your trust in Jesus. God bless you. I hope this video was helpful. I hope it scared you a little bit. Share it if it helped you. Read St. John of the Cross. Read the Book of Tobias. Awesome books. They will help you get ready. God bless you and have a beautiful day.